Chof Aleph Teves, Tuesday the 24th of December, Rabbi David Hofstetter, Inyone Ketoves.
Shalom Aleichem, it's supposed to be here with you. I think we'll start to Inyone Ketoves. The Daf Yomi in Yuma is about to commence Perek Beit Tzioloi, which talks about the Inyan of Keteris, the halachas of the Keteris that were coming to on the Vayda, the base of Migdash. And you know that there's a big schos in skula, people who are oisik in the Avayda of the Keteris. That's why it's only given one time to a person, to the Keteris who was mashir. It made a person wealthy. And in the Shalom Parnas Vaseinu, we know nowadays that we don't have the Avodah, so we're Oisek in the Dibor of the Avodah. So likewise, it's Masher, and when you come to a new place, you will inquire on the Minhagei Amakom, and through my extensive research, I've determined that in London, they are not opposed to the school of the Keteris, that's Masher, and everybody's Nicha for that Bracha, so I think it'd be appropriate to be Oisek in this Mitzvah. We say in Davening, when we Isaac and Dom, those who said Nusach Svarad, so they say it regularly every day, and those who have Nusach Ashkenaz. So we say in the Pitumak Teres, we have the Pitumak Teres that we say, and has all the different Samamonim of the Keteres, the Pitumak Teres, and it goes on, Vachula, Tzarvet Zipporin, Vachelvin, Vachula, all the different ingredients of the Keteres. And it ends off at the end of the list of the Keteris, all the ingredients of the Keteris, it says, Mala Oshen Kol Shehu. There was an ingredient that was called Mala Oshen. And that was something that they put in to allow the smoke to rise and it go up as a straight pillar of a cloud. That was called the Mala Oshen. It was a herb that was called the Mala Oshen. And at the end of the list of all of the Pitama Keteris, Rav Yehuda says, Shem chisar achad mechol samanao, so vim chisar achas mechol samanao chayiv misa. Sorry, Rav Nosson Eimer, ach kipas hayarden kolshu, vim nosson badavash psalo, vim chisar achas mechol samanao chayiv misa. If any of the ingredients are missing, then a person is chayiv misa, he's chayiv the einish, the penalty of misa, for missing any of the ingredients of the Keteris. So on a simple reading of it, it would seem to indicate that all of these ingredients are absolutely required, and if one is missing any one of the ingredients, including the Mala Oshan, that he is Chayiv Misa, that he's Chayiv Misa for making a deficient Keteris. The Keteris that they used to burn, and it was a mitzvah every day that they burnt the Keteris in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal. They burnt it and they had the incense, and it was done once in the morning, it was done once in the evening, and then there was a special Keteres that was burnt, the special incense that was burnt on Yom Kippur, one time in a year, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went there into the Holy of Holies, into the Kodesh Kadoshim, then there was again the Kohen Gadol took the incense and he burnt it over there, and it was done there as well. And it would seem to be indicate that one must have all of the ingredients, including the Mala Oshan, including that causes smoke to rise. And if any of that is missing, one is Chayav Misa. Those who learn the Daf Yomi remember the famous Gemara, that the experts, the ones who were experts in making and mixing these ingredients and making the Mala Oshan, they were a family, that's correct, the family of Beis Avtinas. And they were the experts. And they were the experts in mixing the Keteris and making the special fragrance, and also that the smoke should rise in the special way, in the cloud of smoke. Kiba'ana ne'ra la kapiris, that there's a cloud of smoke that it was needed, was required. And we know it's in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches, Beis Avtinas hayu bikim b'maisa Keteris. They were the experts. They were the experts in mixing this incense. And they had a special secret. Veloirotsu lelamit. And they did not want to teach this art to anybody else. So they kept it in their family. And it was reserved for them. And no one else had the secret of this Mala Keteris. They were the only ones that had this secret. Shalcha Chachamim, Ve'evum Nimalach Zan Rishon Mitzrayim. And the Chachamim were opposed to this. That they kept the monopoly, so to speak, on the Keteras. They were opposed to that. So they demoted them. And they brought in other experts from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, other experts from Egypt, who were also in the mixing, the art of mixing the fragrances of the incense. They knew how to mix ingredients, but not the special ingredient of the Mala Oshan to cause the smoke to rise. They did not have that secret. The smoke went out like a pillar, straight like a stick, like a pillar, and it didn't disperse, the cloud didn't disperse, but the ones of Alexandria, even though it had a great fragrance and the smell, but the cloud did not go up like a straight pillar. When the Chachamim heard of this, that the other experts from Egypt were not as great, then they said, Amru kol mashek bara kadosh baruch hu lichvayda bara. Whatever the Ribbono Shel created, he created for his kavod, and it's not kavod shemaim to the same extent. So therefore, it says, kol pol Hashem lamaneil, yechazer beis haftinus lamekayman. Then they said, therefore, even though they were opposed to the practice of Beis Haftinus, that they withheld the secrets to themselves and they did not want to share it with anybody, they said, nonetheless, they're not as great experts, and kol pol Hashem lamaneim, and therefore yechazer Beis Haftinus lamekayman, and let them come back and to their former position. Frek the Bacha Kasha. Why do we have to come on to this reason? And how in any event could they use a substitute of the Egyptians if they were missing this ingredient of the Mala Oshan? They didn't have this ingredient of the Mala Oshan. They were Chisa Achas Mikol Samaneo Chayiv Misa. It's a Keteris that's not just deficient. It's a Keteris that's Chaseira. So how can they in any event use the Egyptians, and even without this reason of Golpol Hashem Lamaneo, it's a deficient Keteris? So how can they use this Keteris? So he blogs with the Kasha. Lemaisa, when we look at the Rambam, it's a very interesting Rambam, and there are many questions on this Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings this din of the Maisa of the Keteris, he only brings this din in Hilchos Yom Kippur. When he brings in the din of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, then he brings the din of Mala Oshan. But when he brings the din of, there he says that there is a din, there was a Mala Oshan, Vim Chisra Achaz Mechol Samaneh Chayiv Misa, that if a person does not have the Mala Oshan, this fragrance, this herb, to cause the smoke to go up, if it's deficient in this ingredient, this Chayiv Misa. But on the Keteris, of the daily Keteris, as we said, the Keteris was, they were marked to the Keteris every day. Every day, some in the part in the morning, Pras B'Shachris, Pras Bein Arabayim. There was a special Keteris that they were marked there, the Keteris, the special Keteris, on Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol, and Dafka with the Kohen Gadol, when he came into the Kodesh Kadoshim, then they had the Keteris. The Rambam, when he brings in this din of the Mala Oshan, he only brings the din of the Mala Oshan on the Keteris of Yom Kippur. But there was the Keteris that they had every day. Every day they were marked to the Keteris twice a day. And there he does not bring in the din of the Mala Oshan. So how could that be? If the Keteris is deficient, then how could that be that it's a kosher Keteris? And the Rambam says as well, in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, that he says that this Mala Oshan was only known to a few people, like we saw, the Beis Haftinas. Only they knew of this ingredient. It was not known to the masses. So again, the question arises, if this Mala Oshan was not known to the masses, it was only known to Beis Haftinus, how could they have replaced the Beis Aptinas. Why does the Rambam mention this din of Chisar Achas Mechol Samaneh regarding the Malo Asher? Only by Yom Kippur. The din of Chisar Achas Mechol Samaneh, if any of the ingredients are missing, applies every day. But the din by the Mala Oshan only is mentioned regarding Yom Kippur and not on the daily Keteris. What is the pshat? Lamaisa, in the Gemara on Lamed Ches, the Taisus Yishonim says an interesting point, which is not the Pashtus of the Gemara. The Taisus Yishonim says, he says, there was this maisa that's brought down at the end of the Gemara. Pamachas, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Pamachas, Sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga. He said he related the following episode. He says, Pamachas, Yatzasi Ani, Vachad Bibne Beneim, Lesad Allah Kedisavim. He says, one time, and this was after the Churban Abayis, many years later, he said, one time it happened that he was going in the field, and with one of the descendants of Beis Aptinas. No, so he says, Rabbi Kiva says, Pamach Sachli Rav Shmuel ben Luga. Rav Shmuel ben Luga was traveling, was going with one of the Beis Aptinas. He related the following. He says, we went to pick some herbs in the field. Varisi Sheba Sochak Baruch, he cried, he laughed and he cried. He said, why did you cry? He said, I remember the glory of my father's home, and that they were in the house of Beis Aptinas and the Beis Hamikdash, that they were the exclusive mixers of the Keteris. And I remember that, and he started to cry that it was all destroyed, there was nothing left, there was no remnant of the great, glorious house of Beis Aptinas. Why did you laugh? Because it will be restored. It will be restored to us. What caused you to remember this? This herb of Malo Oshan I saw in front of me. I saw this before me. Hereoli, show it to me. He says, sure, we are sworn to secrecy. The Taisus Shonim says that he saw this Malo Oshan. So he says on the Mala Oshan, Perish Oisa Esev, Behem Mala Oshan Kenegdi. So he says that this Mala Oshan, he says, Shaloi Haya Shum Adam Makir, nobody knew of this ingredient. It was a secret. Elohim. They were the only ones. He says, but there was another herb, not the same one, and it didn't have the same effect. It wasn't to the same extent, but there was another herb, and other people knew that. And that, the other herb, the Anshe Alexandria did know. Because it had to be that way. Now, even though in the simple reading of the Gemara it seems to be that the only ones that knew of the Mala Oshan at all were the Beis Aptinas, he says, but it must be that this was this special herb that could produce only the best results. But there were other herbs that also could be Mala Oshan, and the Beis Aptinas knew the special one, the Anshe Alexandria knew of the other ones as well, because if there was no other herb that was known to anybody, then Shim Chiser Achas Mikosam Chayav Misa. So the Taisus Yishonim learns, therefore, that there were other forms of the Mala Oshan, the special, the one that was Meyuchas, the one that was a special ingredient that had that characteristic that the smoke went straight up like a stick, and did not disperse at all, that only they knew. Meaning, in the procedure of the Keteris is, they burnt the Keteris. And the way they're supposed to go up in the special way is it went straight up as a stick, then as it rose, then it dispersed over a cloud. Kiba Onan Eirol, a Kaporis, the Shechina says, I will reveal myself only with the Onan. The Rambam apparently does not learn that way, the Bach apparently does not learn that way, and the question arises, why isn't there a deficiency in the Keteris? Even more than that, the Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha, and the Nisa Kalem asked the Kasha, and in fact, it seems to be, a machloikas rishonim, which is brought down between and machloikas rishonim in between Rabbi Menachem and the Tesis Yishonim. As we said, that the Rambam says that the iser of chisor of the Mali Oshan is only in Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara on Nun Gimel says, we have two psukim in the parsha of Achrei Mais. So the Torah says in the parsha of Achrei Mais, so this was after the time when Nadav Avihu, they were nifter, and it says, the apostle says, "Vayemra Hashem al Moshe, daber al Aaron achicha v'al yom v'chol Yisrael kodesh mibeis laparoiches." Can't come any time into the kodesh. Can't just enter any time you want into the kodesh mibeis laparoiches. So the shum gal pnei kaparis shalom v'lo yomos ki be'anon eira l'kaparis. They can only come in. You can only come in to the kodesh hakadoshim. You can only enter into the holy of the holies with the keteris when you're marked to the keteris. So it says ki be'anon eira l'kaparis, and then the pasuk continues, and it says that it goes through the whole procedure of Yom Kippur, of what you do, and then it continues on Pasuk Yud Beis, V'lokach mole amachta gachle esh, malam mizbeach, you take the coal, and from the mizbeach, m'lifnei Hashem, u'meloi chofne k'teres samim, daka v'hevi mibeis l'paroiches, and then it says, again, it says, v'nosan k'teres ala esh, v'chisa onan k'teres es ha-kapayres. Again, that the k'teres covers, the cloud covers. So the Gemara Darshan's, so it says that in Kain Matam Alam Ki Ba'ana Nero like Kaparis Malamit Shenaisim B'Mala Oshan. You have to add this ingredient of the Mala Oshan. Minayin Shenaisim B'Mala Oshan. And again, the Gemara asks, how do you know that you paid Mala Oshan? I would just said that you learn out from this pasuk that Ki Ba'ana Nero like Kaparis, that you have to bring the Mala Oshan. It says again, V'chisa Ana Nekateris as a Kaparis, that the cloud covers the Kaparis. The cloud covers the Kaparis. So it says again, so the Gemara asks, what is this? Again, another pasuk. The Gemara has several answers. The Gemara says, one answer that the Gemara says is, the Gemara says that, Ein li ela b'yom kippurim, b'shar yemos hashana minayin. How I only know that this is a requirement on Yom Kippur. How do you know b'shar yemos hashana? Talmud Leimer v'chisa. It says v'chisa. So the question is asked on the Rambam, isn't it absolutely clear from the Gemara that this requirement of the Mala Oshan is not only in Yom Kippur, it's Shai Yemos Hashana, on the daily Keteris, also you needed the Mala Oshan. It was a requirement daily, for the daily Keteris it was also, isn't it absolutely clear? And the Gemara continues with another explanation and says that Chadla Le'oinish and Chadla Azhara, one pasuk is referring to when it was mentioned before Nadav Avihu were punished and were nifter, and one was after. So it's absolutely clear from the Gemara that this requirement of the Mala Oshan is not only a requirement for Yom Kippur, it's a requirement for the whole year. How can the Rambam learn that the Chisar Achaz Mechol Samene is only in Yom Kippur and not on the whole year? And that there's a shita also from Menachem that's brought down, one of the Rishonim. He also learns like the Rambam. It seems to be absolutely clear from the Gemara that the requirement of Mala Oshan is a requirement, a daily requirement. How can the way they learned the Gemara that Beis Avtinas were the only ones that had the Mala Oshan, they were the only ones that had this ingredient of the Mala Oshan, how could they be replaced by anybody else if it's a requirement for the whole year? So, we'll try to attempt to answer the Rambam. This requirement of the Mala Oshan, that the Keteris had to rise in straight up as a pillar of smoke and disperse, this is a requirement that we found by the Miluim when they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. This is clearly a requirement for Yom Kippur. The question is the Mala Oshon one of the ingredients of the Keteris? Or is the Mala Oshon a side ingredient? It's not one of the... But it's required when you have a requirement, when you have to create that cloud, and in order to enter in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's the requirement of the Mala Oshon. If it's one of the ingredients of the Keteris, certainly if it's missing, and it doesn't matter when, if it's in the daily or in the Yom Kippur, then Chisar Achas Mechol Samim Now. And apparently the Tesis Yishonim is learning that the Mala Oshon is one of the ingredients of the Keteris. The whole list of the Keteris that we have, Atzari, Vatziparin, Vechule, the whole list, and at the end of the list you have that Mala Oshon Kol Shehu, that's one of the list of ingredients of the Keteris. Therefore, if that is missing at any time, it's Chayav Misa. But the Rambam is learning that's not one of the ingredients of the Keteris. The Keteris are the ingredients that are required for fragrance. It gives a fragrance for the Keteris. The Mala Oshon is required when you have to create the cloud, the Onanal Keteris. And when you have to create the Onanal Keteris, when is that required? The Rabbeinu Shalom says, if you want to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, and my presence is there, in Kodesh Kadoshim, and my presence is there, when can you enter? It's only where there is the Onan HaKateris, where there is that cloud. That's the only time that you can enter. Now, when the daily Kateris, where are you makdeh the daily Keteris is in the Heichal, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, there is not the presence of the Shechina over there. So therefore, in order to be makdeh the daily Keteris, therefore, the Mala Oshon, if it is not one of the ingredients of the Keteris, then there's no chesaron in the Keteris over there. It's not chisar achas v'chol samanah. In order on Yom Kippur to enter in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shechina is present, my presence is there. You can only enter if you have the Onan HaKateris. If you don't have the Onan HaKateris, you can't enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Shechina is present on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shechina is not present in the Heichal. So therefore, if it's not one of the Samonim of the ingredients of the Keteris, therefore it's not a deficiency. If it is considered one of the Samonim of the Keteris, then, like the Teis Lishonim is learning, if it's missing, no matter where, even on the daily Keteris, you're missing one of the Keteris. It's one of the ingredients. It's no different than if it's on the Tzari, Yitzipor, and Amala Oshon. It's deficient. But if it's not one of the ingredients of the Keteris, if the requirement only is to create the Onan, Kibanon Eirel HaKapiris, then it's only a requirement when the Shechina is present. So therefore, according to the Rambam, this Chayiv Mis only in Yom Kippur, not on the daily Keteris. How can we learn the Gemara? But the Gemara clearly says that, why do we have the two Psukim? So the Gemara clearly says, because we have the two psukim, is one is Yom Kippur v'chisa. So the Gemara says, Elohachim el b'yom ha-kippurim b'shar yemois ha-shona minayin tamar lemer v'chisa. But the Gemara clearly says there was one for one of the psukim v'chisa. There's Yom Kippur and there's shar yemois ha-shona. However, perhaps we can answer it as follows. That the principle we're saying, that according to the Rambam, is that the requirement for the Mala Oshon is only when you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina is present. However, there is an interesting Sforna. The Vayikra Rabba says that this, that when it says that B'zois Yava Aron, Elokidesh, and it's the Avoid of Yom Kippur, the Vayikra Rabba says that's only for the generations. But for Aaron, he can come in at any time with the Avoda, with the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. He can come at any time. And the Goyen says that Aaron, a Kohen, could come in any time. If he's marked to the Keteris, he can come in any time into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And why would he come in at any time? There is a Peladik Sforna. The Sforna says at the end of Parshas Emor. The Sforna says that, why does the Torah say by the Menorah Aaron? Why does the Torah say by the daily Keteris Aaron a Kohen? It was not required to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The Menorah, the daily Keteris, can be done by a Kohen. Hey, why does it say Aaron a Kohen? Because the whole 40 years in the Midbar, the Shechina was present, and every day, the entire day in the Mishkan, the Shechina was present. And the now in the Heichal as well, not only in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Shechina was present in the Heichal on the entire 40 years. So therefore, the entire 40 years in the Mishkan, the Shechina was present, and it had a din of Yom Kippur, was just like Yom Kippur. Therefore, to enter even into the Heichal, any day, the 40 years of the Mishkan, it was like a din of Yom Kippur. And Aaron HaKohen, if he wanted to enter, he could enter in, but he'd have to bring the korbanos of Yom Kippur. And the Shechina was present, and therefore, whenever the Shechina is present, to enter in, even to the Heichal, if the Shechina is present, it is only with the Mala Oshan. And if the Mala Oshan is not there, it's deficient in Chayim Misa. Therefore, according to the Rambam, Ken Zayin the Pshat is that, like we said, the Mala Oshan is not a requirement, it's not one of the ingredients of the Keteris, but it's a requirement in order to enter into the any part of the Beis HaMikdash where the Shechina is present. Ki ba'ona ne'ra la kaporis, and v'chisa ha'ona. The Onan has to be there to enter. If the Shechina is there to enter, you must have the Mala Keteris. Therefore, the Gemara says it's not only Yom Kippur. It's B'Shar Yimei Sashana. The understanding, the simple understanding is that that and the Tesis Yeshonim and other Rishonim understand that means in the daily Keteris in the Beis HaMikdash, if there is no Mala Oshan, it's a deficient Keteris and it's Chayiv Misa. But the Rambam perhaps is understanding that's not what it means. What it means is, it's not only Yom Kippur, it's B'Shar Yimei Sashana, but it's a Nishar Yimei Sashana when the Shechina is present. In the Mishkan, when you had the 40 years in the Mishkan, the Shechina was present, it was not limited to Yom Kippur. There also, if there was a Mala, missing the Mala Oshan, it'd be Chayiv Misa. But it's not on the daily Keteris in the Heichal, not in the Heichal, as opposed to the Kodesh Kadoshim, where the Shechina is not present there, it's not one of the ingredients of the Heichal. What it means, according to the Rambam, is that any time the Shechina is present in any part of the Beis HaMikdash, you must have the Mala Oshan. The Beis HaTinas had the special ingredient of the Mala Oshan. And it wasn't, as long as it wasn't Yom Kippur, therefore, the Anshei Alexandria, even though they didn't have that ingredient, there would not be, according to the Rambam, a deficiency and a Chiyuv Misa. It would only be in Yom Kippur. But any time that the Shechina is there, so certainly on Yom Kippur, or any time the 40 years of the Mishkan, or when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and there'll be a period of Miluim, and in the time of the Miluim, of when the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaShem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and the Shechina will be present, then the Mala Oshan will also be a requirement, and Zeicher to see that time in Herod.